Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, Monocle's Guy Delaunay on why a relatively minor Bosnian Serb referendum could have a major impact.
A plebiscite on a public holiday hardly seems worthwhile, let alone the stuff from which conflict could be created. But the referendum on the date of Republika Srpska Day is in fact an epic exercise in pot-stirring, and Bosnia's always simmering ethnic tensions are starting to bubble once again. The country is split into two so-called ethnic entities. The population of Republika Srpska, as the name suggests, is mainly ethnic Serb. The federation is shared largely by Bosniaks, who are mostly Muslim, and ethnic Croats. Then there's a federal government and a presidency with three members, one for each of the main ethnic groups. The result of all this is, naturally, a terrible mess. The country has either three or five presidents, depending on how you count them, and 14 prime ministers. What it sorely lacks is a leader to pull everyone together. Instead, it has politicians who play up ethnic differences for the sake of personal gain. The different groups in the federal government can barely agree on anything except their entitlement to luxurious official cars and salaries many times higher than Bosnia's pitifully low average.
Bjelosvetski hoštapleri koji kažu da Republika Srpska nije država, ona je država!
But if Bosnia is spoilt for choice when it comes to odious elected officials, Milorad Dodik takes the biscuit. The president of Republika Srpska has consistently challenged national institutions, attempted to create a siege mentality among his electorate, and raised the possibility of secession. And this is the context for the referendum on the date of Republika Srpska Day. The 9th of January is a deliberately provocative choice. It's not only an Orthodox Christian feast day, but also the date that Radovan Karadzic founded Republika Srpska in 1992, triggering a wave of ethnic violence and forced evictions. The National Court has already ruled the RS Day unconstitutional and banned the referendum. But Mr. Dodik is enjoying the opportunity to flout the authority of Bosnia's fragile federal institutions. In February, Serbia and the European Union pressured Mr. Dodik into abandoning a referendum on recognition of the National Court. But this time, he's defying Belgrade and enjoying the support of Russia, which has leapt at the chance to discomfort the Western powers, which usually see Bosnia as their domain. It's a potentially dangerous game, stirring up all the old tensions. A former general in the wartime Bosniak army suggested RS could come under military attack if it went ahead with a referendum. In response, Serbia's foreign minister promised to defend Bosnia's ethnic Serbs from any such threat. This is all playing into the hands of Mr. Dodik, who's still angling to hold a secession referendum sometime in the next 2 years. If ethnic Serbs in RS feel the world is against them, they're more likely to vote for politicians of his unsavoury ilk. That's also the reason why the referendum is likely to confirm the 9th of January as RS Day. For the sake of Bosnia and its people, one can only hope it doesn't turn out to be a Pyrrhic victory.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to Guy Delaunay for this week's episode. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. And if you haven't already subscribed, do download our new show, The Global Election. New episodes available every Sunday. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.